WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Witnesses are describing the aftermath of the shooting at a high school an hour outside of Atlanta. The suspect in the case, a 14-year-old, allegedly killed four people and wounded nine others yesterday before police moved in.
Officers finding the suspect with an AR-15-style rifle. They say he surrendered without incident.
The shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS, or an officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground.
Authorities identifying the victims as 14-year-old students Mason Shammerhorn and Christian Angulo, teachers Richard Aspinwall and Christina Aramie.
It's ABC's Faith Abube. More than a year ago, tips about online posts threatening another school led police to investigate that same suspect, but officials say they didn't have enough evidence for an arrest. Judge Tanya Chutkan today hearing arguments about potential next steps in the election interference case against Donald Trump in light of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden talking about his efforts to lower health care and energy costs at a stop in Westby today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says the results speak for themselves.
We in Wisconsin have had some of the lowest unemployment rates that we've ever had, with the most people working.
The president is hearing from people in Blue Wall battleground states this week about how they've benefited from the administration's Investing in America agenda. There's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Many residents were on hand for the public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study last night, conducted by Venture Architects. During this time, they presented the findings of their evaluations of Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. Venture Architects approached the assessment by utilizing a third-party facility assessment platform to provide an objective, efficient tool for data collection. 1,373 data points were collected over nine buildings and three site locations over the course of 3 days. A main problem brought up at all buildings is the lack of ADA-compliant restrooms. It was also noted that many of the features of the buildings, HVAC systems, boilers, electrical systems, were original, making them 40 to 50 years old. Venture Architects estimates to make all the upgrades would be a renewal cost of nearly $6.4 million. To replace all the buildings would be nearly $124.5 million. And that's what you need to know.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
Obviously, leaning on our experts here in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings. And in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 68 Saturday. Sunshine, 66 by Sunday. Sunny with a high back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Everybody join us next time President Joe Biden visits Westby, Wisconsin in the Southwest. We will cover it for you. Have your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And yes, it's happened again. This time, a 14-year-old child. 14. Walking around with an AR-15 killing stick, enters into a school and shoots 13 people, kills 2 students and 2 adults, and still there won't be any cry for control in some way, shape, or form, some way to address this. You know, I got a good friend, you know, who has AR-15s, and he even, I guess, makes them. It's something that he enjoys doing. He's a licensed trainer and all of those things. But I guarantee you his grandchildren don't ever get around him. They don't get anywhere near those weapons. How is it possible that a father who knows that his son had already made threats and that the FBI had already checked out can get his hands on that weapon and do what he did? The father is culpable. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. Hey, Calvin. His father knew. Right? His father knew that his son had, you know, made threats. The FBI. Look, I'm a father. If the FBI had came to my home and said to me that one of my children had made threats to shoot up a place and I've got weapons in my home, Do you think I'm going to make it possible for him to get his hands on it, Calvin?
Well, it's just so sad and terrible. And you're right. Something needs to be done. And I don't know why something hasn't been done yet.
Calvin, I'm saying, my sons, if one of my sons had been investigated by the FBI at 13 years old, and I had made threats to shoot up places, do you think my son would be able to get his hands on the weapon?
No, and he shouldn't have been. And we always hear about, well, this is a mental health issue. Well, then why was he not provided the mental health care he so obviously needed?
Well, and the fact that he could get access to the gun. Here's the other thing. You hear conservatives constantly talking about the immigrants who are coming across the border. And the immigrants are going to be killing you, and the immigrants are this, and the immigrants are doing that. It's American citizens who are the biggest threat to our safety. And I get frustrated and tired of hearing Republicans with the same old tired line. Hey, the immigrants are coming to get you. When you look at the people who are doing the killing of American citizens in this country, it's American citizens for the most part, overwhelmingly. But to terrify people and say to people that somebody coming across the border is going to be the person that's going to take your life, that's hogwash. You stand more of a chance, clearly, of being injured and shot by an American citizen than you do anybody coming across the border illegally, legally or illegally. And yet, we still have people and Republicans who fight, well, I've got a constitutional right, you know, and so, you know, you're not going to interfere with my constitutional right. Never mind how many people get slaughtered. Nobody's saying, take your guns away. People are questioning what happens. Well, you know, I got a constitutional right to own, you know, a bazooka. Don't take my constitutional rights away. 844-967-2789. When is it going to end? When is some common sense going to enter into this discussion? I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. I'm not opposed to anybody owning guns. I don't own any. My father lived to be 94. He never owned a gun. I'm 70 years old. I don't own a gun. My siblings don't own guns. I'm not opposed to anybody owning guns. You have a right to, but let's stop acting like everybody in this nation has to own guns. The majority of the people in the nation don't. I'm not trying to take yours away. But there's got to be a better way of addressing issues like this. That father needs to be held accountable. His son is 14 years old. He's a child. For heaven's sakes, he's going to be charged as an adult now. That's his father's issue. His father's responsible. He's culpable for that. Let's go to the phone lines. And Bill from Oconomowoc, good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
As far as the immigrants giving us a threat, if you go on, I think the FBI... line, you will find the number one threat in this country is domestic terrorists. And the number one domestic terrorist is the far right. they have committed more acts of murder and crime against our country than all the immigrants put together. But it would stand to reason, because their best candidate is a 34-time convicted felon with 26 sexual charges against him and convictions on that side. They want a criminal to run our country. That's why we have crime as bad as it is. They are the problem.
So, Bill, let me ask you, because you're a gun owner and you know, a gun owner who certainly understands the responsibility that goes along with it. Do you have children?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so let me ask you. If one of your children had made threats to shoot up the school, especially at 14 years old, would he be able to get access to any of your guns in your home?
But on to that point, what you're talking about, and you're on the right track. Boy, I love the way you think, girl. That I was blessed. Our kids grew up in a Christian family. That wasn't even on their radar.
No, but I'm saying, what if it, Bill, what if one of your children did? I'm not saying that we know they didn't, but what if you got a sign that one of your children had that mindset? Would your guns be available to them to get their hands on them?
Heck no. Heck, if they were in trouble, and I'm not saying they were all saints or anything like that, and they did get in trouble occasionally, but when they got in trouble, their biggest problem was their family dealing with it, because they knew their family were coming down on them with 2 feet.
Bill.
They knew they were going to be held accountable. Anything.
Bill, I get all of that. I'm just trying to get you to explain, as a gun owner, how it's possible that a man who owned guns made it possible for his 14-year-old to get his hands on that weapon. And for heaven's sakes, shoot 13 people. A 14-year-old kid. Do we blame the 14-year-old kid, Bill?
No, we don't. He's a child. He's a child that has been brought up in not the best environment. But the bottom line is, I feel sorry for those kids. That child, if he was in the right environment, that would never have been on his radar.
Hey, Bill.
But he was in the wrong environment.
Hey, Bill. Where we've got to feel sorry is for the two children who were murdered, the two adults who were murdered, the 9 other people who were shot. You know, could have been prevented, should have been prevented. We've got to do a better job, and it has to start with legislation. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? build more homes to lower prices, and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. When is it going to end? Let's go to John from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, John. You say what? Repeat that, John. John, you should call back. You should call back. We're having trouble hearing you. Call back. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I'll tell you who I blame. I blame the money-grubbing, useless politicians in Washington who've allowed the gun manufacturers to be companies that can't even be sued for malfunction, malfeasance, or a bad product. I blame them with their prayers up and all their other BS when they've allowed it, the situation gets so bad that we have armed gun manufacturers selling guns to Mexican cartels.
Yes.
The same people that these same politicians are complaining about sending people over the border and criminals over the border, but they don't do a damn thing about assault rifles. The bullets for those guns, I was in the military. I was a 12 Bravo. I did my basic at Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, I was in the 7th Division Infantry. The bullets for those guns are set so that they go in one spot and come out another, right, and do the maximum amount of damage that can be done. So as we all sit around here and try to figure out mom and dad and the kid, none of us are pointing the finger at the politicians who did nothing but suck up money from the NRA and just keep taking money and then telling us, people like the Tennessee congressman that said, there's nothing we can do.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, not only that, but if you look at the Georgia laws, that kid could have legally bought that rifle in Georgia due to the Georgia state laws.
Well,
okay, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's never had a weapon fired at her. She has no idea. She just gets out and just shoots guns at still cars. So, I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous, and nobody's pointing the finger in the right direction.
Well, so, Brendan, I don't disagree with you one iota that you know, this can be fixed. I said it can be fixed through legislation, and you're absolutely correct. People who are unwilling, you know, we've got to pray. Pray. You know, let's do something prior to praying, man. If prayer was going to be the answer to this and it would stop it from happening, Brendan, with all the praying that people are doing, it would have stopped a long time ago. That's not the answer. The answer is, so last night, about 2:30 this morning, in my community, I'm hearing automatic weapon fire, like I'm in in a war zone. And it woke me out of my sleep. And I'm hearing automatic weapons, Brendan, in a city. And which has become commonplace. And so people are able to get their hands and children on automatic weapons. And yet people in this country won't do a damn thing about it, man. You're right. It is the politicians. This is in their wheelhouse to fix this. You know, they have to fix it. But and not be afraid of somebody saying, you're taking away my Second Amendment rights. Nobody's talking about taking away your Second Amendment rights. Man, how many more children do we have to put in this situation? The shooter and the ones who were shot. 14 years old. Well, we're going to try them as an adult. Is that the solution, Brendan? You'll try a 14-year-old as an adult? That's not the answer, man. Because guess what? There's going to be another one and another one and another one. And you got to ask the question, in America, more people slaughtered by guns than almost all the rest of the world combined. Man, what is that? And we won't address it. The American people seem to be powerless to fix this. 844-967-2789 is the number. You ought to be outraged. It's not, doesn't have to be your child. Doesn't have to be your loved one, your parent that got slaughtered. We become anesthetized to these kinds of situations and incidents. When I heard it, I had no idea that there were 13 people that he shot. Calvin, a 14-year-old kid, man. You know, I see kids playing with guns. I mean, we used to play with guns, man, right? They weren't the real deal as kids. Now there are people who don't want their children to play with any toy guns. We're so sick in this country that the toy guns now, Calvin, look like the real thing.
Yeah, I mean, I always have trouble blaming toys and video games and that type of thing, but I know growing up, my dad was always really uncomfortable with us playing with Nerf guns and that kind of thing. So I definitely understand.
Well, but a Nerf gun is different.
Well, yeah.
You know it's a toy, right? They've got guns made to look like the real thing, and children have been killed by law enforcement when they saw this facsimile of a toy. I mean, a toy that looks the facsimile of a real, automatic weapon. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the Earl Ingram Show.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday night's Packer game can only be seen on NBC's Peacock streaming app for the most part. That is, if you don't live in Green Bay or Milwaukee, where you can watch it on your local NBC affiliate. The Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Better Business Bureau is warning about bad actors impersonating political campaigns, polls, and nonprofits pressuring you for personal information.
If you do fall victim to a scam and end up giving them money or information, you can contact the FTC or the Attorney General's office. Those can be great resources to do something about it.
Meredith Radford says legitimate campaigns and pollsters won't ask for social security numbers or bank account information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers is kicking off another school year with his annual back-to-school tour. The former state superintendent of public instruction says having someone with the background he has is important in his role as governor. Evers says he hopes a number of school districts across the state can get local referendums passed because some of them need money just so they can keep the doors open. Wisconsin voters in February and April cast ballots for 103 school district referenda, approving 62 of them. September is College Savings Month in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers made that proclamation Tuesday. A release from the governor said higher education plays a critical role in recruiting, retaining, and training talented workers for the state's economic well-being. Evers added that a college education should be affordable and accessible for all who choose to pursue it. The two college saving plans Wisconsin offers are EdVest 529 and Tomorrow's Scholar. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A movie about former President Donald Trump called The Apprentice will see the light of day and be released in October, despite threats and legal challenges by the former president's campaign to squash the film. Producer Dan Beckerman recently sat down with Deadline.com and said the film was well-received at the Cannes Film Festival and that the former president's campaign did not react well to news that there was a controversial sexual assault scene involving Trump and his first wife, Ivana. The producer said the main financer pulled out of the project due to Trump's threats, forcing the production to start a crowdfunding campaign to complete financing. Looking for a good flick? Check out The Spectacular Now, starring Miles Teller, Brie Larson, and Shailene Woodley. The film was released in 2013 and tells the story of Teller's character, a high school senior who loves a party but changes his perspective on life after meeting Woodley's character. Teller's charisma is fun to watch, and the story has comedy, drama, and some feel-good moments. The Spectacular Now can be streamed on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 68 Saturday. Sunshine, 66 by Sunday. Sunny with a high back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? Build more homes to lower prices and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a discussion on what's going on in her campaign for Congress. We also have J.R. Radcliffe with sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Five long years we have been together. Your love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl,
I haven't always been good, but you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving it up, turning loose.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I've been doing this a long time. And so you just get tired of, you know, coming in and watching this, you know, horrible, horrible carnage year after year, decade after decade. And people act as if there's nothing that they can do to fix it. It can be fixed. You know how I know it can be fixed? It's not happening in other nations. It's not. It's not happening in other nations. Just go north of the border in Canada. Guess what? It ain't happening. And guess what? You know, nobody's crying about their Second Amendment rights. 844-967-2789. Those people up north of this nation, very seldom, if ever, is any life taken by a gun. They don't do it. They don't allow it. So all of you who, you know, want to hide behind the Second Amendment, you know, to you know, again, at what price? Let's go to Troy from Mount Horeb. Good morning to you, Troy. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I wish we had a better topic to talk about.
Well,
one thing to the Republicans, James 2:17, faith without works is dead. So that's an answer to your thoughts and prayers that you keep offering up, but then don't do anything about it, right out of the Bible. Second of all, did you see this representative? I think he was from Georgia.
Yeah.
30 people were injured, but they weren't all shot. Like, that makes it any better?
Yeah, you know.
They wouldn't have been hurt at all if the shooter hadn't been there.
You know, ignorance. We've got so many people who are just plain ignorant. And so, if you don't look at this from the perspective of the American people's blood is flowing in the street and other Americans are causing that damage, you know, they're telling us, hey, you got to watch out for the Russians. They're coming. No, got to watch out for the Chinese. They're coming. And they've got the American people terrified of the Russians and the Chinese. And the Russians and the Chinese aren't coming across this border to cause you and I any harm, Troy. None whatsoever. But they've got people terrified that that's where the danger point is. The immigrants coming from across, you know, the border. Those you got to watch out for. And you and I know, and most Americans know, that the real threat is from your fellow countrymen and a system that refuses to fix it. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Good morning. I want to share a quick story. I got myself into trouble yesterday. I was passing into my condominium, and I live in Glendale, and my neighbors, and they're talking about what happened. And I pass by and I hear, well, you know, they're not teaching kids anything anyway in school, so they better off sitting home and have a homeschool. My brain started boiling. I was thinking I'm going to lose my mind. So I stopped by and said, so we should close the schools, but we will redistribute the assault weapons. This is what you're solving the problem. They're like, of course, we're not going to remove Second Amendment. And this is what the Republicans, 70 years old people, man, standing and talking seriously. What blows my mind.
Hey Corinne, you're of Russian heritage. Are they slaughtering one another in Russia like they do here?
Absolutely not.
So,
absolutely not.
So do people have Second Amendment rights in Russia and access to automatic weapons?
No. No. Weapons are only for people who work with weapons. Police, military, you have a hunting guns, you can hunt, but you would need no reason to have and protect yourself because you have a government who's protecting you. You have a police. It's the same thing for example, if we're going to say Batman, right? He's not a police. He's a vigilant. This is bad for society. You don't want people run around and start solving crimes with their own guns. That's exactly the same thinking.
You know, Karina, the American people should demand that this be fixed. And, you know, again, we pray, but you got to do more than pray. It requires action. And it requires an organized effort by enough Americans to force this to be fixed. Now, we talk about these kinds of horrific events. But in central cities across this nation, the streets are full of blood. And they have been for a couple decades now. 12, 14-year-olds with access to guns, killing one another, killing innocent people, automatic weapons, kids who can't even, you know, get food, have access to automatic weapons. What is it with our nation? Hey, Tom from West Dallas, what's going on? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Three quick points. One, you're talking about how they're all afraid that the Chinese and the Russians are going to come here and they need to arm themselves. It's more of they're afraid of our government, and they have been programmed to think that their government is going to come after them. And that's why they need all their guns, which is ridiculous as it is. As far as about the boy, I think there's plenty of blame to go around there. But he was interviewed a year ago for potential, and no one watching him or following up with him or put him any type of program or something, some therapy to talk to him about all this. You know, why? Who dropped the ball there?
Well,
someone,
Tom,
should have been watching.
I'm saying his father. Okay. It's not anybody else's responsibility, but his father, who, okay, if I know that my son, and I'm speaking from being a dad, if I knew that my son had that kind of interest, you can rest assured he wasn't going to know where my guns were. And if he did, you know, I don't have guns, but I know they have places where you can lock your guns up where his son couldn't have got his hands on one.
I agree with that, but I also believe that, again, that
you know, in this world that we live in, everyone needs, you know, with something like that, and you know there's a father like that in the picture who probably is a gun nut. Who knows? He's probably a Proud Boy or something, or a, you know, a Trump supporter who believes that all this is going to happen. The kid is constantly bombarded with that, but if the father is not going to be responsible enough, someone else had to step up to the plate to, you know, to monitor this kid, to make sure that obviously you couldn't take the kid away from the father. I mean, they're not going to let that, unless it's really extreme, but somebody should have also been watching.
Well, Tom,
really quick, the other third.
Go ahead. Finish your point, Tom.
Oh, I was going to quick say the third thing about, you know, there's the story about the guy who heard on the radio that a dam was going to break and we're going to flood out the valley. And the guy did not leave because he believed God was going to take care of him. Then the dam broke. The water was getting up to the first floor of his house. A man came by with a boat. He offered to rescue the man. And the man says, nope, I believe the Lord's going to save me. Then the water gets up, but the man is up on his roof. And a helicopter comes by, and again, he says, no, the Lord is going to protect me. And then he drowns, and he goes to heaven, and he says, God, why didn't you rescue me from this? And God said, yeah, I sent you a message over the radio. I sent a man in a boat, and I sent a helicopter. You didn't want to listen to any of them. That's why this happened. So all their thoughts and prayers, maybe God is trying to help by having us try to stop this instead of and everyone just turning a blind ear to the whole thing.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Brendan says there shouldn't have been any assault rifles in that house once the kid was identified as a threat. I couldn't have said it any better. It's no more complex or complicated in this instance than that. The dad should have never allowed the child to be around those weapons. That's cut and dry. You know, to expect somebody else to deal with it, to address it. Nobody knows this child better than he does. And some may say, well, Earl, you're being too hard on him. No, I'm not being too. I'm a father. I'm a father. That's his responsibility. Man, come on. Well, I got hunting rifles in the house. Hey, but the FBI, hey, your son made a threat to kill people, to shoot up people. He's 13 years old. I'm not saying, well, okay, I got hunting rifles in the house, okay, and totally not do anything at all to prevent it. Hey, man, but what was the father afraid somebody's going to, that the Chinese and the Russians are going to come after him? Or that the immigrants are coming after him? No. You know, that excuse is not really acceptable. You know, it can be prevented. And it's bad enough for the 14-year-old, but the two children who were killed, man, you know, and the two adults who were killed. Man, you have to think about them. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? Build more homes to lower prices and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And CJ, good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. This is a tragedy, but there's not one law other than the father maybe locking that gun up and not making it accessible to his kid, but there's not one law that would change this. And the mere fact that they're going to make it as a campaign issue, I would employ people to look up Mark Robinson, who's running for governor in Carolina. He spoke at a city council meeting. Look up Mark Robinson at city council, and he'll explain exactly what should happen with guns. And the mere fact that it's supposedly going to solve this issue by gun control, it won't. It's the insanity of the people or the child or the person that grabs the gun and uses it.
CJ, you know what's so hard to take from you and others like you is that you want to say, don't use this as a campaign issue. When a young woman who was killed by an immigrant, Republicans have been using it as an issue constantly. Republicans continue to make issues out of people who have been, murdered by immigrants. It's all over. It's everywhere. Television, the internet, the newspapers. And now you have the unmitigated gall to come on and say, well, they shouldn't use this as a political issue. Come on, man.
300 a day by fentanyl. And the mere fact that that person broke the law and this candidate, your candidate, allows them into the country.
Hey, CJ, again, here you are leading people to believe that that people are being slaughtered by immigrants when the truth is the American people are killing one another at record numbers that don't compare at all to what happens with illegal immigrants coming into this country. Don't you understand that, man?
Fentanyl, 300 a day. That's, a lot worse when people are
hey, CJ,
killed.
You also are unaware that fentanyl is being brought into this country by many Americans. Are you not aware of that? Are you not aware of that?
Oh, man.
Are you not aware of that?
What Americans are bringing them in?
Hey, CJ, Google that the majority of the fentanyl that comes into this country, Google it, are brought in by Americans. Maybe try, separating yourself from conservative talking points for a change, and you might be able to have, you know, a relevant conversation. Thank you very much for the call. Don from Milwaukee. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Earl. I heard you yesterday a little bit, and you didn't know the situation. You had predicted that it was going to be
AR-15,
and you were right. And well, I'll tell you, this should not be happening. I mean, this is totally insanity. You can't go to the grocery store without getting shot. You can't go to church without getting shot. You can't go to the school without getting murdered. Yet we're spending $800 billion on the military, and we're not safe in our own country. I think maybe at least bring back the ban on assault weapons. That would be a good start, you know? So anyhow, that's my comments.
Hey, Don, your comments are well taken, both of them. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, CJ, if I point some fentanyl at you, please tell me how it's going to kill you when I point it at you. But if I point an AR-15 at you, I can guarantee pretty much you're going to be dead. Okay, so stop bringing up fentanyl. And by the way, it was your fat orange clown king that stopped that whole bill that Senator Lankford, one of the most conservative in the Senate, wrote and put together with a bipartisan agreement, and the president was going to sign it. But your boy, because he had nothing to run on, because he's been getting his butt kicked for weeks and is continuing to get his butt kicked, it stopped the whole thing. So stop going to the border, because you just did what you played right into my hands. I mentioned the border. I mentioned weapons being sold to people over the border, and you played right into it.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Charles from Milwaukee. Charles, you got the last of it. Go ahead.
You know, CJ always calls and talks about fentanyl. The bigger question is, in America, we need to find out, why do we have so many people that feel the need to take illicit drugs? Because no one can make you take it. But maybe we need to address, why do we have so many people that feel they need to take drugs? What's going on in their daily lives that they need to take these drugs?
So listen, fentanyl would not be, there would not be a market for fentanyl if people weren't, you know, looking for it, man. That's, you know, that's how it works, man. You know, It's the marketplace, and so people are looking to escape, and so they're using drugs to escape. And America is the number one nation for escapism through drugs. So just imagine that, Charles. In our nation, we make up 4% of the global population. But more Americans are killed by Americans than anywhere else all over the world. We have more drug-addicted people in this nation than any other place all over the world. And we only make up 4% of the population. You understand that, CJ? Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Up next, Greg Bott. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Vadney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.